Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another week of Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Earlier this year, I was able to join Ave Maria Radio on the Good News Cruise, where each day we did a Bible study on the book of Ephesians, and I was actually joined by guests. So this week, we have our first guest, Katie McGrady, host of The Katie McGrady Show, to join us for a couple of episodes. Well, again, welcome. I'm so happy to have you all here with me. For those of you who are maybe watching or who are going to hear this later on, we're on the Good News Cruise. This is my first cruise. Anyone else's first cruise? Yeah, anyone else, when the boat started moving, I was like, I don't know if I like this, right? Katie and I were talking about that.
I went downstairs, so I was like, yeah. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. But I found looking at the waves actually helps. I thought that would be harmful, but it helps because I'm like, okay, I'm not trapped, we're not trapped here. But my name is Rachel Herbeck, and I host with Ave Maria Burning Hearts. So this is our Burning Hearts setup for the week. So what we do normally every single day, Monday through Friday, is dive into God's Word. That title, Burning Hearts, is from the Gospel of Luke on the road to Emmaus, where they're walking, the disciples are walking, and they're like, what just happened? We thought Jesus could be the one, and Jesus appears to them, and it says he opens the scriptures to them. And they say, were our hearts not burning within us when he opened the scriptures to us? And so for me, it comes from such a personal place in my own life. When I received more of the Holy Spirit, Jesus opened the scriptures to me. And as I began daily to read it and chew on it, it began to transform my mind and transform my heart and transform my life. And so what we do Monday through Friday on Ave Maria, on all the affiliate networks that it's on, we just dig into God's Word. And I know some of you, I ran into you and you listen, which is amazing. And we get to do that here live together this week. And I'm so excited because I get to do it with friends. And so I have here with me this morning, Katie Prajean McGrady, obviously because you guys know about her husband's job disservant. You already know her.
It's like, content.
Which is amazing. And it's so fitting that you know her, because I was like trying to figure out, I was like, how do I introduce Katie? Because she's a jack of all trades. Like, you literally,
master of none.
You do everything. Every time I look at something, I'm like, oh, this is so good. It's like Katie's interviewing, Katie's hosting. And so Katie and I have a lot of mutual friends, and we actually just got to meet for the first time on this cruise, which is super fun. So Katie, why don't you tell us just a little bit maybe about yourself and some of the things that you do, but also too just about, where you do so many great things, and I'm happy to have you here because you're a friend of Jesus. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jesus, how you met him, and why you're here. Yeah.
So Steubenville Conference changed my life in high school. I think a lot of us that now speak at Steubenville conferences have that story to tell. Paul George was hosting, and then Paul and I got to do a conference together like decades later.
Cool.
You're old, and so am I, and now we've all aged together. Now, I was born to a great Catholic mom and dad. I'm trying to convince them to come on the cruise next year, because I think they'd enjoy it. They're watching my kids right now, so they couldn't come this year. And they were the consummate Catholic parents that like sent us to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And so church was always something that we did, but it didn't really become my own until high school and got to go to a Steubenville conference, and they break open the Word, and you get to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then I went to the University of Dallas in Irving, Texas, and got a theology degree. And was going to be a youth minister and change the face of the church by doing youth ministry. And youth ministry is great when you are in your early 20s and exhausting when you are in your late 20s. And I was also a high school teacher for a while. I taught freshman theology. Met my husband. We met on Facebook, very millennial. He was a director of youth ministry in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So we dated long distance for a while before he moved to Louisiana. And then in 2017, we had our first daughter, Rose, and I left the classroom because it was just not the most sustainable pace of life. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like stay-at-home mom and traveling and speaking.
Yeah.
And then that's really when it's like you think your life is going to be one thing, and then God's like, oh, how about try this? Mm-hmm. So I was traveling, I was speaking, I was pounding the pavement. It's an exhausting life.
Yeah.
And some podcast opportunities came up with my publisher, Ave Maria Press. And then in 2020, I got a phone call asking if I just wanted to do an hour on Sirius XM. Jen Fulweiler had just left the channel. They needed a token woman to host an afternoon show. And so I said, sure. So I was pregnant with our second, and I hosted a one-hour Tuesday show. It was fun.
Yeah.
Didn't get paid. Sent the equipment back, and a week later, a hurricane hit Lake Charles and destroyed my hometown.
Oh my gosh.
We were evacuated for 6 weeks. I was 9 months pregnant. Had that daughter out of town. So completely forgot, radio was even a thing. And then they called me. We finally moved back home. It was December. I had my gallbladder out on a Friday, and on Monday I started hosting a week of the show as like my audition. And I guess post-surgery, Katie was good enough to get the job. And so I started the afternoon show in 2021. And there's this thing that happens, you know this, you enter the media world and you don't really get to leave it again because you just start making connections. And so I started working with CNN, and I wrote a couple more books with Abe, and a lot of career success. I just upgraded to the morning show, which was an earlier start time, but I don't have to travel as much, which is really nice. The only reason I'm telling you all of like the CV is because in all of that, the Lord's been very faithful and very comforting. And like even in moments when it's exhausting, or like the Pope dying and covering all of that, like there's this, I got you. Like, you're going to be okay. Keep your eyes fixed on me. What do we know? Peter sinks when he takes his eyes off of Jesus. So there have been moments when I've tried to take my eyes off of Jesus, and it's like, no, that's not going to work. You're going to fail. And you're going to falter.
That's
great.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's amazing.
And we turn my husband's life into content and talk about job promotions and take calls. It's great.
So you could look up Katie's show. That's awesome, Katie. That's just, it is amazing to see like where the Lord, when you're like, okay, Lord, take my life, you know, and then you can't imagine where he's going to, you could end up on a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
What ocean are we in, by the way?
The Atlantic.
Okay, amazing. I should have known that before I got on the boat. So one of the things, Katie, that we talk about on the show a lot is this question that we like to ask is, what is God saying to us through the word, and what are we doing about it? And I'm interested in just hearing a little bit about, if you could share with us just briefly about your own relationship with Scripture, and maybe just your own, even a little bit of practical of your own practices. Like, how do you dive into the Word of God? How do you feed on God's Word? What does that look like for you? Because I know for me, where I'm always learning and growing, and we're always trying to each day open up God's Word more and more. Yeah.
So John chapter 1, the story of Andrew and John meeting Jesus for the first time, the come and see story. So Jesus is, you know, minding his own business, and John the Baptist, who's my favorite hipster in all of Scripture, points him out, and they go over there thinking, oh, we're just going to like watch this guy. I think that's a lot of us. We think we're just going to watch Jesus. We're just going to observe from afar because that's safe.
Yeah.
And then Jesus kind of catches them and goes, what are you looking for? And they're totally caught off guard, and they ask him where he's staying, as if Jesus has a stateroom on a cruise ship he's going to go check back into. And he says three words, and these three words I think are really worth praying with, because they change the face of the church. You're here on a boat on a Catholic cruise because of these three words. He looks at them and says, come and see. And they go. And that is kind of like the consistent invitation I feel with the Lord. Like, just come and see. Like, what's the harm? Like, it's a low lift to just follow Jesus. It's a heavy lift at sometimes, but for the most part, like, no, he's on the cross, not you. Like, he carried it for you. He died for you. So the invitation to come and see. And so with Scripture, on the show every morning, we do a Scripture reflection of the daily readings, which I just do it live, right? Like, it's like, you know, you read it ahead of time, so you kind of know, oh, that's a weird word that I've got to sound out. But there's this resource I've used for years since college. It's called The Better Part. It was written by a Legionnaire of Christ priest. And I did some Regnum Christi stuff in college. And it's the Gospels. He just, like, goes through the Gospels. And there's three little questions at the end of his reflections every day. And those three questions are, like, non-negotiable. You know, like, some people, like, you have to have white noise when you're sleeping. Those three questions have to be a part of my post-show routine. And so even when it was the afternoon show and I wasn't doing a Scripture reflection live on the air, that was always kind of an anchor. Because I think we can get very in our heads with the Bible. Or like, you know, you study Scripture, it's like, oh, this pull this thing, or I'm going to go write this book, or it becomes a presentation. And it's like, no, no, he's inviting you to come and see. So here's a question that's going to kind of shake you out of your malaise. And then, as you know, we both have worn down Bibles. So my fun fact of the trip, my sister is a Sister of Life. And when she left for the convent, we didn't clean her room out. That makes it sound like she passed away. But we like had to go like rearrange some of her things. She's a canon lawyer, too. So there were lots of books in her room when she departed for the convent. She's the good Catholic child. I'm the one that doesn't shut up. She's the one who got her doctorate in canon law and became a nun. And we found 37 Bibles in her room. Which, Like,
were they different, all different translations?
Translations, like texts, like different margin settings, because she's such a nerd.
Yeah.
So literally, I had an array of Bibles to choose from. And then I like looked over at the desk, which she had moved into my childhood room, so it was my childhood desk. And sitting on the desk was a Bible with a note. And she was like, I think you'll like this one. And then as we were like looking through all of these other Bibles, she had left sticky notes in them of like, okay, this one's for our cousin Taylor, who's converting to Catholicism this year.
That's awesome.
This one is for Dad because it's large print and you're aging and you probably need the large print. So she'd like collected Bibles to try to find the right one to take to the convent. and then had like left them as little Easter eggs for the rest of us.
That's very cool.
So if you've got somebody in your life collecting Bibles, they're probably discerning, just as a warning.
Drop
we did not
about
catch
what you
the
want.
Clues. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
So this was the one that she left me, and it's too small. I can't really read it.
You gotta get up close.
I have to hold it up.
But it's nice for travel.
It is great.
No, I love that, and it's such a good transition even to us reading the Word. Just that invitation of come and see, because mm-hmm. I think you're right. Like a lot of times we can be almost intimidated by God's word of like, okay, I have to be an academic, you know, I have to be able to do a scripture study, I have to know the Greek translation, I have to know all these, or I have to outsource diving into God's word to these professionals, you know. And the reality, and part of why we want to do this on the boat, and a big reason why I even do the show, is yes, we're going to dive into God's word and you're going to join us, and God wants to speak to us, but God wants to speak to you. And the reality is when you open this book every day, and in just a minute, when we open this book, that the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us and lives inside of you is going to stir something up and actually reveal Jesus, not just to Katie and I because we're professionals and then we're communicating it to you, but to each and every one of you. And that actually just the next 20 minutes that we're here doing this practice of Jesus, come and see. Come and see. And the Holy Spirit's first job is to reveal Jesus to us. And that for each and every one of us sitting here, whether you are like George and you're sparkling and you already went to Latin Mass and confession and the rosary and you're just that holy, or you said, I rolled out of bed and I got a bagel and lox and coffee and barely made it down here. You know, wherever you are, that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you today as we dive into God's word, and that God actually wants to do something. He doesn't just want you to be on the ship receiving content, that the Holy Spirit wants to come and join you to Jesus in a deeper, more intimate way. So that's why I love just that invitation that Katie gave of just come and see, you know? So that's what we're going to do. Does anyone have their Bibles with them? That's on their phone. People got their phone. Your phone works. Does anyone have their physical Bibles? Okay, if you have your phone, you can take it out and you can go to Ephesians chapter 1. If you have your physical Bible, I was saying earlier this year, I was so convicted about carrying my Bible. I was in Brazil with a trip, and some of you listen to the show, you know this, but I was, we were teaching about a little retreat with about 600 people in like this mountain community of Brazil, and they had these little desks, and they told us, they were like, everybody in our town has a nickname for us, everybody in our community. Like, we go to the grocery store, they call us this nickname, we walk around, they call us this nickname, and they said, the nickname is Holy Armpits. Because we walk around everywhere with our Bibles under our arms. You know, and I think the Portuguese translation was a little more smooth, I think, yeah. You know, but I was like, I want to have holy armpits. And so maybe on the Good News Cruise, we can commit, everyone's going to have holy armpits, you know. We can carry them around in our arms. So we're going to go ahead. Katie, would you just pray for us?
Yeah,
would you open
absolutely.
Us in prayer? And then we're gonna dive into God's Word.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we welcome you into this place. We ask you to quiet our minds and soothe our hearts and give us the chance to listen. And Mother Mary, we ask that you wrap us in your mantle and lead us close to the heart of your Son, to whom we give glory as we pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.
Amen.
St. Scholastica, pray
for us.
We'll have more with Katie McGrady tomorrow as we continue our discussion from the Good News Cruise on the Book of Ephesians. Join us. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.